It's here and now. Being a single parent is a challenge under any circumstance, but it's especially tough now with so many of us isolated, scared, and struggling financially because of this pandemic. Aarti Shahani, an NPR contributor and author, has been following several single mothers from the San Francisco Bay Area, and she's been recording them every night in a nightly journal, talking to them about what life is like for them right now. Welcome to Here and Now, Aarti.
Thanks for having me.
Aarti, you're sharing with us today the stories of two mothers, Rochelle Rasmussen and Tracy Dooley. What can you tell us about them?
Sure. So Rochelle Rasmussen, she's 39 years old. She lives in Santa Clara with her two little boys. Simon is 2 years old. Ziggy is 3 months old.
Oh, wow.
And the reason, the reason she's raising them alone right now is last July, she had a domestic violence incident with her husband. And so since then, he has not been living with them. He's pretty much been out of their lives.
And then there's Tracy.
Yeah. Tracy is 38 years old. Her daughter is in kindergarten. They live in Berkeley, California. And, you know, Tracy, she actually went to medical school at Stanford, but then she decided to not become a doctor. She does medical investing, though, healthcare investing. And she lost her husband, actually, in a really terrible car accident 5 years ago. So she's a widow. And for her, as well as for Rochelle, for the both of them, in their audio diaries to me, they reflect on what it feels like to be taking on this quarantine alone.
Okay, let's get right to it. You'll hear Rochelle speak first, followed by Tracy.
Today, basically, I had tears that kept rolling down my face, and I had no idea why. And I think it's because I was kind of missing my husband in a way. At the same time, I was just sad for his choice to do what he did. But I think I'm strong, a strong woman.
And then you're up at 2 a.m. in the middle of the night, and your kid is crying about how her father's dead, and there's nothing you can say, and it sucks, and it hurts.
I put my specialized bike on the Facebook marketplace because I wanted to sell it. I bought it new, brand new, for $1,300, and I barely used it. I put it on the marketplace for $600, but they've been trying to tell me to ask me to sell it to them for $300. We'll see.
And so I got a tiara'd head poking into my Zoom call. That was entertaining. The CEO of the company who we were talking to were all very kind about it. They all have kids who are much older, so they remember these days too. But it's just, you know, this is kind of our new normal, right?
Both of them are taking a nap right now. I came to put them to bed and I fell asleep with them. I just woke up. I'm nursing the baby right now on the bed. And then I stopped at my friend's house, and then she came out and brought us some hand sanitizer. That was nice of her.
I can't cut myself. I can't, you know, have anything happen. I don't want to fall and hurt myself, you know, because there's going to be nobody to drive me to the emergency room. You know, that's always something that's sort of in the back of my mind, right? That there's no backup. You know, you as a single parent, you're it. And the buck stops with you.
We're hearing very powerful commonalities. The buck stops here. It's that way for both of them. But there are differences. What's the takeaway?
You know, I would say it's two things. A deep commonality I see in the both of them is part of what helps them to survive is the urgency around caring for their kids, but also their identities outside of motherhood. Rochelle is like a Zumba queen, and she has been working out in the wee hours when she can just to keep sane. And so it's really apparent to me that their survival strategy has everything to do with being more than just one thing. And the other thing I'd say it's really clear, We don't talk in policy circles, in serious policy circles, about the fact that, oh, the U.S. has the highest rate of children living in single-parent households. So right. I feel like my takeaways are the emotional and I'd say spiritual resilience of the women that are dealing, but also the kind of blind spots as to what does and doesn't make it to a policy-level conversation. And single moms do not make it to that level.
That's Aarti Shahani, whose reporting was made possible by the Fuller Project, a journalism nonprofit that focuses on global issues impacting women. Aarti,
thank you so much for this work and giving us a lens. And thank you to the women who were so vulnerable to you.
Thank you.